This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, December 2nd, God's word for you today is caution. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 14 to 16, and it says, "Yet he did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf. Do not touch my chosen people and do not hurt my prophets. He called for a famine on the land of Canaan, cutting off its food supply." There are some people you should not fight. Do not fight God's children. The Gibeonites were a strong force and they submitted to the Jews. So the king of Jerusalem was threatened by that move. So he called the five Amorite kings and said, "Let us destroy the Gibeonites and take the Jews." Word got to Joshua, and God said to him, "Don't be afraid of them." That was when Joshua said to the sun, "I am not done yet. Stand still. Let me finish this matter." Joshua 10 verse 11 says, "As the Amorites retreated down the road from Beth Horon, the Lord destroyed them with a terrible hailstorm, rain of large stones from heaven that continued until they reached Azekah. The hail killed more of the enemy than the Israelites killed with the sword." The Jews were on one side and the enemy was on the other side. The stones were only raining on the enemy. You will work, you will get some things done. But by the time you look back, you will see that God has done much more than you can even think or imagine in the name of Jesus. God can rain fire. And we see this in the story in 2 Kings 1, verse 9 to 14. Please read. The background to this is, after Ahab died, the next king of Israel fell sick, and he went to inquire of a foreign god. How can something happen to a child of God, and he or she goes running to another god? God will be jealous and angry. When his messengers went to the altar of the foreign god, God sent Elijah to give him a message. So Elijah gave his messengers the message. The message was that he was going to die on that sick bed since he went in search of another god. When the king found the message came from Elijah, what do you think he did? After misstepping, shouldn't he retrace his steps? There is no shame in it. But instead of going to plead with God and finding out how he can make things right, he sent a captain and 50 soldiers to arrest Elijah. Complete foolishness, but that will not be your portion. This is where our story in 2 Kings 1, verse 9 to 14, please read, picks up from. The first two captains the king sent said to Elijah, "Man of God, the king has commanded you to come down with us." And Elijah said, "I am a man of God. Then let fire fall and consume you." And fire fell and roasted them all. The third captain was wiser than the first two. The Bible says the third captain went up the hill and fell to his knees before Elijah and pleaded with him. My grandma will say, if you are sent on a slave's errand, you deliver the message as a child that has some sense. So God told Elijah to go with him and not be afraid. Elijah went and gave the king the same message. Is it because there is no God in Israel that you have gone to look for a foreign God? Thus says the Lord, the foolish king still did not repent until Elijah made the pronouncement and he died. I pray that you will be wise enough to repent and align with God in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I ask for wisdom, the wisdom not to misstep, the wisdom not to touch your chosen people, and the wisdom never to hurt your anointed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.